Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is an itinerant preacher doing retreats, parish missions, and other pulpit preaching, and is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans. Her preaching today is entitled, What's the Word?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a servant who was ill and was about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. Say but the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. A few years ago, I was teaching college sophomores a course in the New Testament. We were examining the Gospel of Luke. The students took the course as a requirement, so their interests often seemed, shall I say, less than enthusiastic. So I always began class asking for their questions. And sometimes there'd be a long pause before anyone would venture to speak. So this Tuesday I began, "What are your questions?" I hardly had the words out when Claire's hand shot up. "Sister, read that story we did last class." I began to read the story of the centurion slave. I got as far as, "I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. Only say but the word." "That's it. Stop right there," commanded Claire. "Sister, I've been a Catholic all my life. I usually go to Mass on Sundays, and I hear this every time. Say but the word. Say but the word." "What the heck is the word?" After a moment's dismay at her lack of poetic insight, I threw the question back to the class. Honestly, the discussion that followed her great question was one of the best we ever had. What the heck is the word? What word do we need to hear from Jesus? A word of healing? Perhaps a word of reconciliation. Well, the discussion was so lively. Healing, reconciliation, yes, but also encouragement, reverence, respect, peace. Maybe it would be a word of challenge, an admonishing word, perhaps even a warning. What the heck is the word? No matter what word we chose that morning, we finally agreed that it would always be a word of shalom. Shalom. Today, as we review and pray with this story of Jesus and the centurion, what the heck is the word our world, our nation, our families, our communities? What the heck is the word we need to hear from him? ¶¶